a story like this is very unique because it's quite simple to sit in his home, in his house, on a sofa and film him and put some archive and you finish a film. But to really get the reaction of what really happened to him, for me it was important to take him to the places that the story really happened. And the reaction of when he tells the story in the place where it happened is different. So it was very important for me to take him, to do with him all the tour to all the places that he was. And it was very difficult because we started the project and we need a lot of money because a film like this costs around 150,000 euros, something like this, maybe more. No, 200,000, sorry, euros. And it's not easy to raise money for that kind of story. It's easier to get money for social stories, you know, stories from our days, but history films, nobody likes them. So it's very hard to get money. And all the time, Noah tell me, Uri, I hope you will make a film on me, not in the memory of me. I say, Noah, I'm sorry, I'm doing my best. And lucky for me that I was managed to finish the film and Noah was sitting in the premiere of it. And when the light went off, the first thing that I noticed, what Noah will think. So he went up, he stood up and look out for me and say, Uri, you make a very good film. That I knew I succeed with the project. So the film now, actually we did it, we finished this version in 2017, a year ago. Now we are touring with the film in various festivals around the world and we'll make a lot of screenings in a lot of countries, and we get very good response for the film, and I'm very happy because it was very important for me to tell Noah's story.